Welcome back to WTBU News. Here is tonight's New England Report. Mayor Marty Walsh swore in Dennis A. White as Boston's police commissioner yesterday. White, former police commissioner William Gross's chief of staff, vowed to continue police reform. White also served as a member of the Boston Police Reform Task Force. Gross decided to resign after it was announced Walsh would leave office and join President Joe Biden in his Department of Labor. White is the second person of color to hold his position. At the ceremony, White said he knows work needs to be done to reconnect with minority groups given the events of the summer, including the murder of George Floyd, and added, "The police will try to bolster all ties that have been strained amid the pandemic."
Monday marks 1 year since the first COVID-19 case appeared in the state of Massachusetts. It was also the eighth in the country. A Boston man had returned home from Wuhan when he tested positive for the virus. The man in his 20s was a student at UMass Boston. He sought medical attention when he felt sick shortly after arriving at Logan Airport. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health reported 2,270 new confirmed COVID cases in the state on Monday, bringing the total number of cases since the start of the pandemic to over 500,000. Health officials said that the total number of confirmed cases in the state is now 500,415 as of Monday.
Just as Massachusetts entered phase two of its COVID-19 vaccinations, a major nor'easter roared in. Despite this, the Boston Globe reported vaccinations went according to plan. People were lined up outside the recently opened Fenway Park vaccination site to get their first dose of Pfizer's vaccine. Georgiana DiRenzio, a 79-year-old woman who received her vaccination yesterday, said it was, quote, a relief, unquote, and she is glad to be rid of some concern. Others, however, were not so lucky, including those looking to get tested at the Reggie Lewis Center in Roxbury, which was scheduled to start vaccinations Monday. The center's shut down instead, pushing back its vaccination plans for a week due to the snowstorm. In the meantime, residents can continue to get tested at the other locations and book appointments in preparation.
A former MBTA transit police officer who resigned after being accused of using excessive force against a homeless black man was indicted by a grand jury for his behavior, according to the District Attorney's Office of Massachusetts. DA Rachel Rollins announced Monday that Nicholas Morrissey, 41, was indicted last week on charges including assault and battery, violating the victim's civil rights, and filing a false report. Evidence contradicted Morrissey's report. Prosecutors say Morrissey was the first officer to arrive at the Forest Hills MBTA station on April 28, 2020, in response to a report of an intoxicated homeless man who refused to exit the bus at the end of its route. Morrissey never filed a use of force report, prosecutors said. Instead, his report described that the homeless man was losing his balance while attempting to spit at him. Rollins said that this was, quote, not supported by video evidence or witness statements. Morrissey is expected to be arraigned on March 5th. Multiple residents of Millbury are being praised for their fast actions on Sunday when a fire broke out at a triple-decker in town. Just before 10 a.m., flames started pouring from the rear porch of the home on Water Street. The fire soon spread to the attic and the third-floor apartment. The residents of the apartment will not be able to return home until repairs are made. However, firefighters said it could have been much worse if not for several Good Samaritans. One resident saved a cat from the burning building, while another boy was credited with alerting authorities to the fact he saw smoke coming from the building.
Rhode Island's two largest hospitals are being asked to disclose their COVID vaccine distribution plans to the state's Attorney General's office. This is due to accounts that the hospitals are giving vaccines to high-ranking members of the board and trustees ahead of their phase. These claims state that people are receiving vaccines that don't fall into the phase one distribution guidelines. Both hospitals say that they will answer all questions and claim that they are following COVID rules.
Three EMTs and two others were injured early Sunday afternoon after a head-on crash. An ambulance traveling with its emergency lights and siren activated collided with a passenger vehicle at a Boston intersection, according to Massachusetts State Police. Armstrong Ambulance says the emergency vehicle was responding to a call when it was struck by another vehicle at the intersection of Market Street and Western Avenue in Boston just after 1 p.m. There were three emergency medical technicians inside the ambulance at the time of the crash, but no patients. All three technicians suffered minor injuries and were taken to a local hospital. The two occupants in the passenger vehicle also sustained minor injuries in the crash, police said. One was taken to a nearby hospital while the other one was treated at the scene. The ambulance sustained serious damage and was towed from the scene of the accident. The other vehicle was also towed. The crash remains under investigation. On behalf of Melissa Ellen, Megan Forsyth, Sammy Groban, and James Paleogopoulos, I'm Alex Corey for WTBU News, and your national section will be right up next.